We knew that it was Fan Appreciation Day. We also knew that it was Alumni Day, and we talked about the energy and the and demonstrating greater purpose, because that's what really encourages all the fans to be involved in the game and appreciative of the way we play on the field, and then therefore we're appreciative of what goes on in the stands. We're now 2-1 in our 6-game season. This was a battle, as you can tell. You know, we're +2 in turnovers. David Wilson broke the all-purpose record, yardage record, the kickoff returns, and he had 100 yards rushing as well. You know, we did a lot of good things today, and yet we've got more to get done. We spoke at halftime with a smile on my face about we're capable of playing better than we're playing right now. And you saw when we jumped out to get a lead, they came back so quickly, and that's the kind of football team that they are and have been. It was nice to play them here in our stadium, and nice to be able to win the game. We finished. I don't even know what the numbers are, but when you say finish, I'm thinking finish the game. We did finish the game well. That's the idea. Again, I don't know what the numbers are, so I can't even comment.
Can you just talk about David Wilson and the contribution
today? Well, he did a great job. Our kickoff return team gave us unbelievable field position, some of which we didn't take advantage of. But then J.J. Jernigan jumped in there, and he made a play as well. So I was really pleased with that. It was good, hard, fast running, but obviously there was some good blocking going on as well. We stayed away from the penalties, too, which, God almighty, is that discouraging to have a – last week we had a ball returned to midfield and had a penalty. It's okay.
Do you think guys were conscious, aware of what had happened in the last 5 minutes of the Dallas game in Washington? I'm sure you know now. I don't know. Did you know as you took the field that they both won?
No.
No. So do you think guys were even aware? Would it have mattered if they played any
effect? It didn't have any effect on us on the field, because, I mean, some of them may have known it, but I didn't pay any attention to it. What happened?
They both won on the last play.
On the last play.
So you
we won, though, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same, like, you're looking at, you know, where it looked like they were both going to lose, and maybe you're a chance to open up a big lead, and then it looks like...
Well, we could, you know better than that. We couldn't stand for that. I'm sure he's going to be sore, as he always is, but he was able to go back in.
Could he have come back in, or is it just
better? I think he could have.
Tom, that's the David Anderson mental fortitude to bounce back. Up and down season, have this kind of breakout game on the same.
Well, you'd never – I don't know what you mean by up and down, because he's the same every day. He's an upbeat kid and, you know, loves to play, has great energy. You know, let's be honest, for a rookie, he struggled at times with some of the protections and that type of thing, but it's never been anything that has had a negative effect on him in terms of his attitude. His attitude has always been good. So for him to come back and out today and have the kind of game that we needed him to have, we needed a spark, and we certainly got one, that's the timing is right. The timing is right. Yeah, he sure did. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, that is – I just learned this as we were coming out here, but Steve's yardage now becomes, with interceptions, sets the record for the New York Giants. So, you know, he was in position again today. The one in the third quarter that he picked off – was that third or fourth? I guess it was fourth. The one in the fourth quarter that he picked, boy, was that was that timing right? Because we – you know, they had flipped the momentum on us almost completely. We weren't doing much about it at that time, but thank goodness we were. He makes that play, and we end up kicking field goal.
How does this team play its best when there's no margin for error?
I don't know. You'd have to go ask somebody else that one. I would hope we play best all the time, but it's not the case. We have traditionally done a decent job in certain years when we had no margin for error and our backs were to the wall. So I mean, if that's the case, then let's keep our backs to the wall. Well, I think everyone knows now that what Antrell does think about what he's going to say and does say at this point in time, people take it in a very positive vein. And what he did say last week was he was saying it from the heart. You know, he saw what he saw and he thought it needed to be discussed or at least stated. And so whether or not there was a response along those lines, I couldn't tell you. But I do know that we had a very difficult opponent to try to defend and frustrating at times that they were running the ball the way they were. But eventually did a little better job in the second half on that as well. Good character, good group of people. The desire factor, the idea that that all the effort and work that you've put into it is right in front of you now. It's for your own. You determine your own fate. You know, destiny is a matter of choice. I wouldn't be able to give you any deep answer to that. Just win. That's
getting to this stage, you know, when you get that back to the rule situation, it's often because there's been losing leading up to it. You had that one season in 2008 for 11-1 and then you didn't handle it. Is it frustrating at all to you as a coach that you just can't keep that thing going and just be dominating?
Well, yeah, you'd like to, but unfortunately, you're playing against good people, too. I mean, this is not. This is a highly, highly competitive league. I mean, the parity is incredible. And, you know, week in and week out, look at what you face now. I mean, in Carolina and Washington, their style of offense. So the level of talent is incredible. And sometimes you're playing, you know, you've prepared well. Your heart is in the right place. You play hard. You don't win. And there's times, obviously, this year when we haven't played as well as we'd like to. So, yeah, I mean, we're all about trying to be consistent, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. That's what we talked about this week as well, was establishing consistency. I like the way he responded, and, you know, he wears that stuff hard. That one and in the later interception, he wasn't very happy about it, and I wasn't either. Okay. The same message, over and over and over. You know, humble in victory, lots of work to do. Very difficult opponent coming up this week, and still, you know, maintaining this one-game lead, understanding the difficulty of our schedule, but understanding also you can't get where we want to go without playing the best and having a chance to beat the best. So the message now is, again, each one of these games is very, very critical to getting to where we want to go. Well, it's difficult when they did a really good job of keeping lots of people in and causing problems for us from a protection standpoint. So I would have liked to seen more on the quarterback, but to be honest with you, the way they blocked it up, it was a difficult thing.
Did he come next to get hurt?
Excuse me?
Did he
come next
to get hurt?
No, I don't think he got hurt. I think he kind of wore down.
Did you step out of character a little bit when you said you've got to win out? And if so, could you?
No, it's not what I said. When we start the season off, I talk about winning 16. When we had four to go, I talk about winning four. So it's just about winning. You're better off if you feel that you have to win each one of these games because What I try to do is make our people absolutely aware of the circumstances. And part of this, the way you solve your own issues and your own problems is to take care of your own business. How do you take care of your own business? Win. Okay?